Well, the folks have brought us lots of great music from David's Music House, a place where kids can hang out and sharpen their skills. And today is no exception. From Cannon McMillan Middle School, we have a guitarist and vocalist. We'll get to know her after she plays her first song. Here is Alexis Batchelder.
What a world you've got, and it might be hard to handle. Like a flame that burns the candle. The candle feeds the flame. What I've got's full stock of thoughts and dreams. They scatter, and you pull them all together. And how I can explain. Oh, but you make my dreams come true. On the night when bad dreams become a screamer, and they're messing with the dreamer, I can laugh it in the face. Twist and shout my way out and wrap yourself around me. Cause I ain't the way that you found me. And I'll never be the same. Oh, but you make my dreams come true. Listen to this.
Wow, that's Alexis Batchelder playing a song that was written and a big hit long before you were born. That I had to check to make sure that that was the song I thought it was. That was a song that Hall & Oates made famous, and You Make My Dreams Come True. And I like the way it was arranged and that you did it. What made you pick that song? How did you learn it?
Well, there's my mom is, well, she has a cousin that suggested this artist, and her name is Billy Martin, and she's from the UK. She's very successful there. Not many people know her here, but she's great. She has two original songs out now, but she has done a lot of Gibson on the Sofa sessions, and that was one of the arrangements that she did. And she mixed it up and made it acoustic, and it was really cool. So
yeah,
we decided to do it.
It's a really good song, and in fact, it gives it a different feel, and mm-hmm. you hear the words differently. I get the sense you've always liked to sing. Is that true?
Yes.
Tell me about singing when you were a little girl. Do you have any memories of that?
I can remember just being in the living room, and I would just sing for my parents, and it was really fun. I would just make up songs all the time. And then in fourth grade, I had this amazing music teacher, and her name was Miss Grisso. I love her. She was just she was the best thing ever. And we were doing a musical, and it was called Annie, Little Orphan Annie.
In fourth grade?
Yes. And I got the lead. And that just really kind of opened it up for me. And I realized that I wanted to do music. I wanted to make a commitment and do music for the rest of my life.
Well, that's terrific. Now, you're in sixth grade? now, 11 years old, Cannon McMillan. How do your friends feel about your playing and singing? Do you get a chance to play for them or with them at all?
They support me 100%. They love the way I sing. And my friends came over once and they were like, oh, come on, play a song for us on your guitar. They're always very supportive. Just, they are always there for me.
Well, that's terrific. Let's have you play another song and we'll talk a little bit more. By the way, 412-200-5975. If you would like to take a text or send a text to us, we'll make sure that Alexis gets to hear it. 412-200-5975 if you want to give her a shout out, or you can email us at slb@slbradio.org, as Susan just did from Vail, Colorado. Thanks for doing so. What would you like to sing next?
I'm going to sing Riptide by Vance Joy.
Once again, this is Alexis Batchelder.
I love you when you're singing.
Alexis Batchelder, 11 years of age. It's our Youth Expression Showcase at the Saturday Light Brigade. Tell me when you began playing the guitar and what it was like to learn.
It was about a year and a half ago. I take lessons down at Guitar Gallery. It's in McMurray in that area. And when I started, chords were never really a problem for me. Rhythm was never really a problem for me. I got that pretty quickly. So we started working on finger picking. And I will say that sometimes I wanted to quit because it might have been a little bit boring for me. So then my teacher said, okay, well, how about you bring in some CDs and we'll, like, learn some songs that you want to learn. So we learned some songs that I wanted to learn, and eventually I came in and said, I want to start learning finger picking. So that's what we're working on right now. Finger picking more towards, more not rhythm, but like finger picking and like pretty much finger picking. Like that's it. But
Are there some artists who do that really well that you'd like to be able to perform like?
Billy Martin does a lot of finger picking. I can't think of anyone else that I listen to that does finger picking, but yeah. It's a really good skill to learn.
Yeah, and it does take a lot of patience. What's the name of your guitar teacher?
His name is Ray.
I'm glad you're taking lessons. How often do you practice every day?
Every day I like to practice for at least a half hour, maybe a little bit over if I'm going to practice for like something like this, like if I'm going to go on the radio. But I try and like, and it's not like I'll just go for 30 minutes straight. I'll play for like maybe 10 minutes, take a little bit of a break, do some of my homework, and then I'll play.
I did want to ask you, you mentioned playing on the radio. Have you played on the radio before at all?
Nope.
Glad we have you for your debut. Do you play out in public much? Can people see you anywhere?
I perform a lot at David's Music House. I've performed in my school, David's Music House. Can't think of anywhere else that I've
That's
performed.
Great. I was just curious. And you're kind of young to be having a whole tour itinerary or anything yet. You mentioned before that you really want to devote your life to music. Have you thought already about what you might do once, you know, you're past high school?
I think, you know, so my 23-year-old cousin had a degree in music, and she decided to do music therapy, which is like singing, teaching kids music that maybe can't talk or something like that. And I think that would be a cool experience to just try out when I'm older. And being a music teacher sounds fun to me. Now, traditionally, you know, if you're a musician, you might think, oh, it would be so fun to be famous. And while I think that would be cool, it's not necessarily what I like to focus on. I like to focus on what is probably really going to happen in my life. What locally I might be able to do and what things would benefit me to do. So if I'm going to go to college and get a degree in music, like I said, music therapy, voice teacher, something like that, because that's really something that a musical person would be able to do.
That's a really good analysis and thought. And I think fame is, you know, pretty much a byproduct of what you do rather than something you seek particularly. And while some people want to see that happen as a result of their work, I think there are a lot of people that just, you know, if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Alexis Batchelder is who you're hearing. We should have time for two more songs. So what would you like to do next?
I'm going to be performing Coming Home with my accompanist.
And who is that?
Heidi Adamczyk.
There she is, Heidi Adamczyk. And you're going to not play guitar on this one. You'll be singing. Heidi will be playing piano. Once again, this is Alexis Batchelder.
It's a four-letter word, a place. place you go to heal your hurt. It's an altar, it's a shelter, one place you're always welcome. A pink flamingo, double wide, one bedroom in a high rise, a mansion on a hill where the memories always will keep you company whenever you're alone. After all of my running, I'm finally coming home. The world tried to break me, I found a road to take me home. There ain't nothing but a blue sky now. After all of my running, I'm finally coming home. Well, they say it's where the heart is, and I guess the hardest part is when your heart is broken and you're lost out in the great wide open, looking for a man. That's where I belong. Home. The world tried to break me, I found a road to take me home. There ain't nothing but a blue suddenly coming
was beautiful. That's Lexi Batchelder. How do I know I can call you Lexi? Because there are a couple messages for you. I'm assuming if they can do it, I can do it.
Yep.
let's see. Do you know who the Gerkmans are? Is it Gerkman?
Yes.
Who are they?
They're our next door neighbors.
Well, they're listening. Sounding awesome. Lexi, rock it, they say. And then somebody named Ashley.
Ashley Batchelder.
Yes.
Cousin. 23-year-old.
And she's listening. Oh, you just mentioned her a second ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, way to go, Lexi. You're rocking it. Is she in Pittsburgh or where is she?
No, she lives in Arkansas.
Terrific. So she's listening online in Arkansas. Thanks, Ashley. 412-200-5975 if you want to send a text or an email. It's really been great to have you here. You sound terrific. This will be our last chance to talk. Is there anything else you wanted to mention?
I don't think so. I mean, we really covered it.
Great. Well, thank you for being here. I want to get your last song in. What would you like to close up with? Oh, okay. We're going to make a little change. I wanted to be sure. You do want to do another one, right? Okay. We'll just take a moment and regroup. And then Manchester Academic Charter School is going to be here. We have a group of fifth grade students that just completed a great program in conflict resolution and mediation. They'll be setting examples for a lot of adults that could settle their differences more peacefully. It's the Project Peace Mediation Program. And I think we have Markia, Desiree, Ryan, and Eric with us. And in just a moment, we're going to have Lexi finish up. We have her sort of reconfigured next to her accompanist. And Lexi, what song are you going to do?
Wayfaring Stranger.
Okay. Oh, I'm glad we waited. It's Wayfaring Stranger, you say? Great.
I'm just a poor wayfaring stranger, a traveling through this world of woe. But there's no sickness, toil, nor danger in that bright world to which I go.
Lexi Batchelder, thanks for being with us on our Youth Expression Showcase as part of the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade.